Live to Richard Stowe now from Rail Future, the campaign to improve our railways. Morning, Richard. How do you think they're doing?
I'm listening to your previous speakers who have covered most of what I've written down on my bit of paper to say. I've read the report overnight. Clearly, Rail Future is always campaigning for a bigger and better railway, and this particular project has cost a little more than we hoped it would cost.
A little more? That's an understatement.
I think we've learned a lot from this project. I've been living with this thing, campaigning for it and living with it for the last 4 or 5 years. I have watched the cost go up. What I would say is that the specification they were rather working to with the Swiss style electrification system series one and the quality of the work that's gone on means that in a couple of years' time as rail users, we're going to have a brilliant railway through Berkshire. We have been quite lucky in that sense. And it's going to be good for us. But it has cost more, yes. I think that's in the report, isn't it? And what more can I say? There's got to be more training. And clearly, there has been a skills shortage that's driven up some of the costs as well. Perhaps some of the...
Let's cut to the chase, Richard, and say, do you think they'll manage now to deliver it? Will we get our electrified railways and we can actually use it?
Oh, yeah. I think Dan was saying that they're bringing in their trains later on this year. Hopefully it will be completed to Maidenhead, I think, in April. They want to turn the electricity on. And hopefully they'll come through Reading later on in the year. I'm pretty confident that the Thames Valley will see a step change by the end of the year. Obviously, some of that will be requiring the new hybrid trains to operate. But yes, I think we'd be... I think I said to you previously on this programme, we've been very lucky in Berkshire. We haven't really suffered in the same way other places have suffered. And I think by the end of this year, I see light at the end of the tunnel. My main concern now is that we're going to have a lot more passengers, and will there be enough places on the new train?
Well, yes, what will we do with them? So I was on the train, I've been on quite a few trains this week, I was on the train last night coming back. To be fair to Great Western, every train I've been on this week has been absolutely bang on time, so that's brilliant. But I haven't sat down once. I spent my journey home from London Paddington last night on the 1945 back to Reading, jammed up against the toilet door, which I don't mind too much, but on the other hand, I did pay £18.70 for the privilege. Thanks very much indeed for coming on, Richard.
That's all right, pleasure.
BBC Radio Berkshire, The Andrew Peach Show.